The Lord has looked upon each one of us or individually and corporately with manifold favors and bountiful blessings. I have known this church for quite some time. And I praise God for the triplet which we talked about last night. We thank God for the work of faith, the labor of love, and the endurance of hope. And this church has been blessed by God. And even though I have left the formal position here, you continue to treat me as one of yours.
雖然我已經係離開咗我當時嘅職位，但係你仍然都係當我係一嘅自己人一樣。
You treat me as your pastor, you treat me as your friend.
你當我係一個嘅牧者，你更加當我係一個嘅朋友。
And for which I am deeply grateful.
所以我係衷心嘅感激大家。
There are many things that are floating inside my mind when I was thinking about what to say to you.
喺我準備今日嘅講章嘅時候，我腦海裏邊浮現咗好多嘅思想。
And if you still consider me as your friend or pastor, may I indulge this opportunity to share something from the little servant of God to the people at this church.
如果你仍然都係當我一個自己人嘅時候，我就會用呢個機會同大家嚟到分享我一啲好個人啊，從一個係好微小嘅仆人嘅身份嚟到同基約宣道會嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到分享我個人嘅心聲。
I call it the desire of my heart.
我是叫做心中的渴望。
And may I be personal this morning?
我想今天是和大家是一个很个人的分享。
And I trust that the pastor's heartfelt sharing could be a means through which God communicates with his people here.
我相信一个牧者一个心底里面的说话是神能够是使用来到去和会众来到沟通的。
And hopefully at the end of the sermon, you will share my convictions and declare, yes, that too is the desire of my heart.
希望今天完咗呢堂嘅道嘅时候，你同我能够有同一个信念，就是话呢个都是我心中的渴望。
The first things I want to share with you is to desire more compassionate towards others than before。
第一个我心中的渴望就是我能够系更加对人系有恩慈。
Why？
点解咧
？Because there are so many wounded ones and so many weaker ones。
因为我哋周围都系有受伤嘅，亦都系有好软弱嘅人。
They need compassion, Christ's compassion.
佢系需要基督嘅恩慈。
Not every wound is visible.
唔系每一个伤痕都系俾你睇到嘅。
And therefore, we must walk gently into the lives of others.
所以我哋要好温柔嘅，将我哋嘅生命去代入人哋嘅
生命当中。Because if we are not careful, we may be stepping on the wounds of people, causing them despondency and despair.
如果我哋唔小心嘅时候，我哋会可能践踏到喺人哋嘅伤口上边，使到佢哋完全嘅沮丧。
That's why Paul exhorted the Ephesian church in verse 32 of chapter 4, be compassionate to each other.
所以保罗喺以弗所书里边话，我哋要以恩慈嚟到系去相待。
To be compassionate is to be Christ-like.
当我哋有恩慈嘅时候，就系好似像主耶稣基督一样。
Where there is Christ-likeness, there is compassion.
当我哋系像主耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋就有恩慈。
As professor and pastor, I have sat in more committee meetings.
身为一个嘅牧者同埋一个教授，我系喺好多嘅唔同嘅会议嘅当中。
And I also have had many coffee time and lunch time with people.
咁我亦都同好多嘅人饮咖啡同埋食晏。
Many lunches and coffee together.With the exception that they pay, I pray.
咁我飲好多咖啡，食好多嘅 lunch， 但係咧係佢哋俾錢而我幫佢哋祈禱嘅。
And the word, the one word that kept coming out of people's mouth is the word compassion.
但係有一個嘅字，成日都係有人嚟到去講嘅時候，就係恩慈依個嘅字眼。
One student came to my office and said something like this.
有一個學生嚟到我嘅寫字樓同我咁講。
He said, "Professor, I need to be shown compassion because I've messed up my assignment."
他说教授我真的需要有人来给我有些恩慈因为我的习作做到一塌糊涂。
A leader came to me and confessed this.
有一个领袖来跟我来是这样去忏悔。
He said, Pastor, I was wrong.
他说牧师我做错了事了。
I wish I had been more Christ-like in the way I treat my colleagues.
佢話我希望我係希望我對我嘅同事係能夠更加嘅像主耶穌基督。
Because I have been so lack of compassion towards my colleagues。
因為對我同事我係缺乏咗恩慈。
And one spouse came to me and said something like this。
有一個嘅配偶嚟到同我咁樣去講。
He said, "What makes our troubled family stronger is nothing but compassion."
怎样能到我们的家庭来更加的坚固就是恩慈。
And that which binds us together as husband and wife is not criticism, but compassion.
怎样能够将夫妇来到是去摆在一起来到是有坚固的关系不是来到彼此的批评而是有恩慈。
You see, compassion is the glue to human relationship.
恩慈就是在人际关系当中的一个的好像胶水一样。
When you look at the newspaper, there are so many tragedies in the news.
当你去睇报纸嘅时候，今日世界有好多嘅悲剧。
And one newspaper wrote something like this.
有一个嘅报纸系咁样讲。
It said the whole world is bleeding, bleeding, bleeding. Compassion can heal it.
佢话整个世界都系不断嘅流血、流血同埋流血，但系只有恩慈系能够医治呢个世界。
And these words are very powerful, aren't they?
呢啲嘅言语系非常之嘅有能力。
And I believe them to be effective in bringing unity, unity to our relationship.
我相信这个是能够在我们的关系当中来到带来合一。
In this 30th anniversary, can I ask this question?
在我们30周年的庆祝的时候，我能够问大家一个问题呢？
Are you compassionate towards the wrongdoers amongst us?
你对一些做错事的人有没有这个恩慈呢？
Are you hypercritical of people's mistakes?
但是或是你是对人的做错事是特别的挑剔呢？
Are you more eager to condemn than to exhibit compassion?
你是不是很快的就来到去论断而不是去将恩慈来到去展开呢？
Are you a compulsive critic?
你是不是一个很冲动的一个的批评者？
Or are you a compassionate caregiver?
还是你是一个有恩慈的去关心人的人？
Are you a compulsive talker?
你是不是一个很冲动的讲话的人？
Or are you a compassionate listener?
还是你是一个有恩慈的聆听者呢？
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
one struggle that preachers like myself have is listening.
做講員的時候，有時一個掙扎就係點樣去聆聽。
You see, for me not to speak, it's terrifying.
對嚴教授嚟講，唔講嘢咧係好恐怖的一件事嚟。
It's punishment for me.
對我係一個懲罰嚟嘅。
I'm called to speak.
因為我嘅呼召就係要我去講嘢嘅。
But I also realize that to listen with deep feelings of love energize people.
但是我发觉当我能够完全用心来去聆听的时候是能够使人是重新得力。
It literally heals in the truest sense of the word.
是能够真正从神的话语里面来带出医治的能力。
A soldier came to the chaplain for counseling.
有一个的士兵来到一个牧者来到去被辅导。
You see that the soldier's heart was stricken with guilt and pain.
这个的士兵呢是满心的都是有内疚和痛苦。
Because it was in the Second World War where he had killed many thousands.
因为在第二次世界大战的时候他杀了千千万万的人。
And the first chaplain said something like this.
第一个的牧者跟他这样讲。
He said, "Oh, what you have done was horrible, was horrible."
他说你所做的真的很恐怖很差很差。
You should repent over your senseless killings.
你应该在这个无情的击杀当中来到去忏悔。
You should do works of penance, perhaps God might forgive you.
你应该是到苦行自修来到希望神能够可以来到去赦免你。
So the soldier left the office.
那这个的士兵就离开了他写字楼了。
As he left the office, one question haunted him.
当他离开他写字楼的时候有一个问题不断地来到缠绕他。
How much good works should I do in order for me to be forgiven by God?
我要做几多嘅修行，几多嘅好事，神先至能够系去赦免我嘅罪咧。
So he went to the second chaplain for help。
咁佢就去到第二个牧师嗰度嚟到系去被辅导。
And the second chaplain said, "Well, you know what? It's war time. It's war time. You have to kill in order to live."
咁第二个牧师咧就话：哦，系打仗，打仗嘅时候你冇办法啦，你一定要去杀人，你先至可以系生存。
If you don't kill them, they will kill you。
如果你唔杀人嘅时候，就人哋杀你啦。
You couldn't help it. You have to kill in order to live。
你唔可以帮助自己嘅，因为你一定要去杀人先至可以生存。
So with anger, he said, "Rubbish, rubbish! What a senseless war that I was fighting!"
咁佢就好激动，佢就话：呢啲都系废话。我所打仗嘅时候就系一个系好无情嘅一个战争。
And I hated it。
我系非常之嘅讨厌呢样嘢。
So he left the chaplain with greater pain in his heart.
咁佢離開呢個牧者嘅時候，佢心裏邊係更加嘅沉痛。
And finally, he came upon the third chaplain.
咁最後佢嚟到第三個牧者嘅面前。
And the chaplain sat there quietly, did not say anything.
咁呢個牧師咧係好靜嘅坐喺度，乜嘢都冇講。
And he sat there quietly.Eager to listen compassionately to his painful stories.
咁佢系好静嘅，好有恩慈嘅嚟到聆听佢所讲佢好痛苦嘅一个过去。
And the chaplain was deeply moved by the plight and the pain that this soldier has gone through.
呢一个嘅牧者系好有心、好有恩慈嘅去聆听呢个士兵佢所经过嘅痛苦。
And he wept together with the soldier.
佢同呢个士兵一齐嘅嚟到系去痛哭。
And eventually, sorrows are swept away, wept away in the knitting.In the knitting of the hearts that truly feels.
Because these two hearts are deeply linked, their pain is slowly coming back.
You see, what the soldier really needs is not factual sermon.
This soldier needs is not a sermon.
What he needs is not rebuke.
佢唔係需要聽到人責備佢。
What he needs is not abstract speculation.
佢亦都唔係需要一啲抽象嘅一啲嘅假設。
What he needs is a compassionate heart, a heart that truly feels and truly understands.
佢需要嘅係一個有恩慈嘅心，係完全嘅能夠明白佢、同情佢嘅一個心。
So brothers and sisters, as we launch forward in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or many more,
弟兄姊妹，所以當我哋係再向前行十年、二十年、三十年嘅時候。
Let us examine ourselves.
等我哋都系嚟到去省察我哋自己。
You see, the older we get, sometimes the more frigid or rigid we become.
当我哋年纪越大嘅时候，我哋就可能更加嘅固执，更加嘅冰冷。
My mentor advised me in the form of warning.
咁我嘅师傅咧系曾经咁样嚟到去警告我。
And he said, Dennis, you're a man filled with conviction.
佢話：嚴教授，你係一個有信念嘅一個嘅人。
But you can be utterly fruitless, fruitless. Hey, look at the way I pronounce it. Fruitless, precisely because of a lack of compassion.
但係如果你係冇一個恩慈嘅時候，你所做嘅一切都係白費嘅。
You see, 白費啊！You can be very professional as a theologian that you lose your heart for people.
你可以成為一個好有好專業嘅一個嘅神學家，但係如果你對人係冇咗一個恩慈嘅心嘅時候，你係白費嘅。
So many professional theologians and pastors become rigid and frigid。
有好多嘅神學家都係變咗係好固執，亦都係好冰冷嘅。
Including leaders becoming rigid and frigid。
好多嘅領袖都係變咗非常之嘅冰冷，非常之固執。
Do you know rigidity and frigidity are two sides of the same coin？
你知唔知係冰冷同埋固執係同一個硬幣嘅兩邊
？You see, rigid people tend to be frigid。
固執嘅人係通常都係凍冰冰嘅人。
凍冰冰嘅冷冰冰嘅 cold blooded。
冷冰冰嘅人同埋好固執嘅人。
And also frigid people are rigid people。
而冷冰冰嘅人亦都係非常之固執硬邦邦嘅人。
So brothers and sisters, in order for you to prevent the two extremes, we need compassion。
如果我哋係唔想做一啲凍冰冰硬邦邦嘅人嘅時候，我哋需要恩慈。
You see, if you are without compassionate love, you know what? Paul would have looked at you and said.You are nothing, even though you might think you are somebody.
如果你係冇呢個恩慈嘅時候，保羅會同你講：雖然你以為你自己了不得，其實你係一無所有。
This explains why I read 1 Corinthians 13, which is about love, every day for the last 18 years.
所以我喺過往十八年每一日，我都係讀哥林多前書第十三章。
I'm completely revolutionized by 1 Corinthians 13.
因为《哥林多前书》十三章，我嘅整个生命系有革命性嘅改变。
You see, without 1 Corinthians 13, I can make a lot of enemies.
如果冇《哥林多前书》十三章嘅时候，我可能而家系有好多嘅敌人。
So, brothers and sisters, if you are in Christ, and I believe we are, then we must have Christ's compassion.
如果我哋今日都喺基督里边嘅时候，我哋一定要有像基督一样嘅恩慈。
And share it more as we journey forward together.
当我哋向前行嘅时候，我哋彼此嘅嚟到分享呢个恩慈。
For there are many, the dear and the near ones are waiting for us to show them compassion.
我哋周围有好亲爱嘅人嚟到等紧我哋同佢哋分享呢个恩慈。
They need it as much as we do.
佢哋同我哋一样系咁需要有呢个恩慈。
See, to be compassionate is to be Christ-like.
当我哋有恩慈嘅时候，就系像主耶稣基督。
And where there is Christ-likeness, there will be compassion.
当我哋系像主耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋就会有恩慈。
And where there is compassion, there will be healing.
当有恩慈的时候就会有医治。
Second point，
第二点，
What is my heart's desire？
我的心中的渴望是什么？
Oh， I desire to speak words of life into others。
我是渴望我能够讲出有生命的言语。
You see， Proverbs 18 verse 21 said it so beautifully， Death and life are in the power of the tongue。
在箴言第十八章的时候，他说生死在舌头的权下。
And those who love it will eat its fruits。
而喜爱佢嘅，必吃佢所结嘅果子。
Oh， this has to do with the qualities of our human language and human tongue。
呢个就系我哋嘅舌头，我哋所讲嘅说话嗰个嘅质素。
And this is a challenge for us preachers in particular, especially when we deal with words。
当我哋系讲到，特别我哋用言语嘅时候，对传道人系特别一个好大嘅挑战。
And preaching, teaching, counseling, and leading, these are part of our duties。
当我们去讲道，来去教导，去辅导的时候，这些都是我们的工作。
And tongue can be an instrument of either good or evil。
这个舌头可以成为一个良善，也可以成为一个凶恶的一个器具。
And therefore, we need to watch out the consequences of free speech。
所以我们一定要去很小心这个自由言语的后果。
Because we shall be recompensed。
因为我们是必定要付出我们的后果的。
We shall enjoy the advantages or disadvantages arising from the way we use words。
当我们怎样去讲我们的言语的时候，我们是要去收一个好或者一个不好的果子。
From what they speak, from what we speak, come consequences, good or bad。
我们去怎样用我们的舌头言语的时候，是会有好或者有不好的一个后果。
And this text talks about two kinds of words。
在这个的经文里面讲到有两种的言语。
Death words。
是有死亡的言语。
And life words。
是有生命的言语。
Words that destroy is death word。
死亡的言语是会摧毁的。
Words that create hateful and humiliating feelings。
这些的言语是会将人带来有愤恨，也是有凌辱。
But life words brings hope and brings life to people。
但是有生命的言语是将盼望将生命来到是赐过给人。
And words that build and increase strength in the hearts of the hearers。
而这些的言语是将生命力，是将这个生命力来到摆在人的生命当中。
You see, when others don't agree with us，
当人是跟我们不是完全的同意的时候，
could you speak a tender and a gentle word to those with whom you disagree？
你能不能够对一些不同你同意的人来到很温柔的讲一些恩慈的说话呢？
You see, we will disagree about many things until we enter the grave。
我们在我们死的一天之前，我们跟很多人都有很多不同的意见。
But our speech doesn't have to be harsh。
但我们的言语是不需要苛刻的。
In Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1 says, A gentle answer turns away wrath, and a harsh word stirs up anger。
在箴言里面，他说回答柔和，使怒消退；言语暴戾，触动怒气。
You see, a tender word dissipates wrath。
一个温柔的言语是能够使怒气来到去消化。
A hard word generates more hostility。
一个苛刻的言语是会令到这些愤怒是更加的火上加油。
A harsh criticism literally depresses others。
一些苛刻的挑剔是会使到人来到绝望。
And it casts people into the bottom pit of worthlessness。
就会使到人觉得他自己完全是没有生存的价值。
A gentle word literally lifts people up。
但是一个温柔的言语是能够使人提升。
And so that he will soar higher and he will excel further。
他是能够是向好像如鹰来到展翅上腾。
You see, I am a talker by nature。
咁我咧係好中意講嘢嘅。
When I was teenager, I was talking all the time。
當我係後生嘅時候，我係好中意講嘢嘅。
而家即係一樣。
I'm the same now。
I haven't changed. I'm still a talker。
我一直都冇改變，我係好中意講嘢。
I preached the first sermon when I was 15 years old。
我第一篇道嘅時候係我15歲嗰時就開始
講。To a group of high schoolers。
就是同一班中學生嚟到講道。
Because I was talkative, so the youth director said, "Why don't you go to that school and preach the gospel?"
因為咧我把口唔收啊，所以佢咧就叫我去到嗰間學校裏邊嚟到去講道。
And I was very nervous, real nervous.
我嗰時候咧非常之嘅戰驚。
And I didn't know how to speak in a public setting.
咁我咧唔識得點樣係對住咁多人喺公眾嘅嚟到去説話。
I saw a lot of stars above me. I was fainted.
我當時咧係滿天星斗。
And at the end of the service。
咁喺講完道之後
，a hypercritical sister, and not every sister is like her. A hypercritical sister came to me and said something that pierced my heart.
咁有一個咧係好挑剔嘅一個嘅姊妹，嗱，所唔係所有姊妹都係咁嘅，咁就嚟同我講一啲嘅説話，咁嗰個説話好似一個針咁刉過嚟我心裏邊。
As a result, I was deeply depressed.
咁因為佢講完呢啲説話之後咧，我係非常之嘅沮喪。
Do you know what she said?
你知唔知佢講乜嘢咧？
Talking to a 15-year-old teenager.
咁佢對住一個十五歲嘅年青人咁樣講。
Do you know I'm a sermon critic?
佢話我係一個講道嘅評論家。
I have heard many sermons in my life.
咁我喺我醫生人裏邊聽過好多篇道。
Yours today was the worst.
佢話你講嗰一篇咧係最差噶啦。
You should never be a preacher for the rest of your life.
咁你醫世人咧都唔應該嚟到係去做講道。
Oh, that annihilate my confidence.
这个是将我那个的自信完全的拆毁。
I could not face anybody since then.
那我之后呢什么人都不想见。
I was not able to go to school for about 4 or 5 months.
我有四五个月就回不到学校。
And my mother wondered why I hid myself in the room.
那我妈妈就很奇怪，为什么我自己经常躲在一间房里呢？
And I could not tell her what happened.
但我又不想告诉她发生了什么事。
Because of face, you know, 面子的问题。
Because I don't want to lose face.
Yeah, I don't want to lose face.
我唔想去丟面。
And also for fear that I would make her worry.
咁我亦都唔想佢嚟為我擔心。
So I was so depressed.
咁我係非常之嘅沮喪。
Did you see how words can affect people?
你睇唔睇到言語係點樣可以影響一個人呢？
Later on, there was another sister who came to me and said something that I would never forget.
咁遲啲咧，有另外一個姊妹咧，同我講一啲嘢，我醫生人都唔會忘記。
She came to me and said, "You will be better next time."
咁佢同我講咧，佢話你下一次會好啲噶啦。
Yeah, you will be a great preacher in the future.
咁你喺將來咧會係一個好好嘅牧者。
God loves you and He will make you strong.
神係好愛你，佢係會能夠堅固你嘅。
Now she didn't come to me and say you are a bad preacher.
佢冇同我講話啊，你講到真係好差。
You were wrong again.
你又做錯嘢啦。
You simply cannot do anything right.
你咧就做乜都唔啱嘅。
But she said you will be better next time.
佢話你下一次會做得更好。
The Lord will make you strong.
而神係會能夠讓你更加嘅剛強。
Did you see the difference between these two persons' words?
你見唔見到依兩個姊妹唔同個説話咧
？Oh, I was uplifted.
我係被佢嘅言語嚟到係被提升。
I was lifted out of depression.
我係喺我嗰個嘅沮喪當中嚟到被提升。
I felt hopeful.
我係充滿咗盼望。
And by the grace of God, I have grown.
因为神的恩典，我是不断的成长。
And by the grace of God, I will continue to grow.
因为神的恩典的时候，我会继续的去成长。
Indeed, God has made me strong.
因为神是使到我更加的坚强。
And later on, I was invited to speak to the largest audience in that town.
咁遲啲嘅時候，我就被邀請去一個佢個城市裏邊最大嘅一個教會嚟到講道。
You see, and then God has a sense of humor to turn a village boy like Dennis Nguyen, a village boy into his mouthpiece.
神係一個好幽默嘅神，佢係將一個喺鄉村裏邊長大嘅年青人成為神話語嘅出口。
And the newspaper advertised with my photographs next to the advertisement.
咁喺報紙咧都有一個廣告，就係有我幅相嚟到講到呢個聚會嘅。
Said, "Come and hear a village boy preach the gospel."
咁佢呢個報紙就話嚟聽呢個喺鄉下裏邊長大嘅年青人嚟到係去講福音。
You know what happened?
你知唔知咩事發生咧
？The first sister who was hypocritical, she came to the meeting.
咁呢個第一個好挑剔嘅呢個嘅姊妹咧，就嚟到呢個嘅聚會啦。
And she sat right in the front.
咁佢坐喺第一行第一個位。
And I was looking at her with uncomfortable feelings.
咁咧，我望住嘅時候咧，我就好囉囉攣啊。
But yet, when I was preaching, she was nodding her head all the time.
咁但係我講到嘅時候咧，佢就不斷嘅點頭喎。
And the crowds of people came to receive Jesus Christ.
咁有好多人都係嚟接受主耶穌。
I was about to go her and say, na 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 na.
咁我咧好想咧就喺佢面前咧就 na 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 na.
You said I can't do it. I did it.
你睇死我咩？我偏偏就做到俾你睇。
系啊，你睇死我咩？我偏偏做你俾你睇。
You think I can't do it? I'm doing it in front of you.
And she came up to me and gave me a big hug.
咁佢嚟到嘅时候就俾我一个好大嘅拥抱。
He said years ago I concluded too fast.
佢话好多年前我系太快嘅下咗决定。
我言之过早。
I spoke too soon.
I spoke too soon. I was wrong about God.
我係對神係一個錯誤嘅一個定義。
That's what just what she said. She said, "I was wrong about God, not about you, about God."
我唔係嚟到批評錯你，而係我係對神係講錯咗説話。
He has turned you into a preacher.
佢系将你系变成一个有力嘅讲道嘅人。
His mouthpiece
系成为佢嘅说话嘅出口。
And this experience has a lot of impact in my life。
呢一个嘅经历喺我生命里边有好大嘅震撼力。
And later on, we went out for a dinner。
咁迟啲嘅时候，我哋一齐去食晚餐。
She pay, I pray。
咁咧就佢请食饭，我为佢祈祷。
And she was very repentant。
咁佢系心里边有好大嘅懊悔。
And then a year later, she was diagnosed with cancer。
咁一年之后，佢系发现到有癌症。
And she sent an email to me, insisting that I should return and conduct in her home service, funeral service。
咁佢就寫一封信俾我，佢就係堅持要我嚟到翻去嚟到為佢嚟到做安息禮拜。
I was glad I went back。
咁我係好歡喜有呢個機會翻去。
We were reconciled。
我哋係和好喺神面前和好。
And so this experience has taught me how important the human language is。
呢個嘅實在俾我學習到人嘅言語係幾咁嘅重要。
Emil Dickinson said it correctly. A word is dead when it is spoken. Some people say a word is dead when it is spoken. I said it just begins to live that day.
Emily Dickinson 佢係話，有啲人就話，當一句説話講出嚟嘅時候就已經係死去，但係其實一句話講出嚟嘅時候先是嗰句話嘅開始。
Remember this: a word, good or bad, when spoken, is never dead.
当佢嘅说话讲出嚟，无论系好亦或唔好嘅时候，系永远唔系一个死亡嘅说话。
It will stay in your memories and it will begin to live forever。
依句嘅说话会喺你嘅脑海里边不断嘅存在，而且系永远嘅存在。
Therefore, when I mark students' paper, I refuse to put them in red ink。
所以当我系去改呢啲学生嘅卷嘅时候咧，我唔会用红笔嚟到改卷。
If I don't have anything good to say, I say nothing。
如果我唔能够一啲好嘅说话嚟到赞许嘅时候，我会乜嘢都唔讲。
If I cannot help the students, I walk away。
如果我唔能够去帮助到呢个学生嘅时候，我会行开啲。
I can practice 一针见血啊 ！I could kill the person with words that I use。
我系能够系好容易嘅嚟到系去用一针见血嚟到系去一个使一个人系完全嘅绝望。
So I know how dangerous words can be。
所以我知道言语是可以很危险的。
There are some students I aspire myself to be their mentor.
有一些学生我是很希望能够成为他们的师父。
No, I aspire myself.
我会
放弃了。
放弃做他的师父。
Because I don't know what to say anymore.
因为我不知道可以再跟他讲什么。
There are many stories that I can't tell you, but I know myself if I ever open my mouth, the guy is going to...He's going to go down. He's going to go. You don't have to go downtown to be down. He's down.
因为有好多个学生咧，我系唔敢去做佢嘅师傅，因为如果我真系去讲呢段说话嘅时候咧，我会使到佢嘅成个心都系会被消化。
You and I have a choice.
我同你都有一个选择。
You either speak a word that creates life or a word that kills.
我哋可以选择系有赐生命嘅言语，我哋都可以讲一啲系叫人死亡嘅言语。
A word that casts people down into the corridor of despair.
有啲嘅言语系会将人嚟到系去跌入去一个嘅绝望嘅当中。
The word that creates sunshine of hope in their souls。
但系有啲嘅言语系能够将盼望好似阳光一样带入佢嘅心灵嘅当中。
The final desire is this。
我最后一个嘅心中嘅渴望系咁样。
Is to please God。
就系去令神嚟到喜悦。
The one who sees my labor and the one who rewards my labor。
就是这位神是看见我在他面前的劳苦，也是赏赐我在他面前的劳苦。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 24 said it so good. Whatever you do, work it with all your heart, as if it were done for the Lord, not for men, knowing that the rewards proceed from the one whom we serve, Jesus Christ.
哥罗西斯话：无论作什么，都要从心里作，像是给主作的，不是给人作的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So whatever you do, work diligently to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今日你无论做乜嘢，你都要系尽心嘅做，嚟到系去使主耶稣基督嘅心系得着满足。
Because he is the one who knows your heart.
因为佢系明白你个心思。
He is the one who sees your labor.
佢系睇见你嗰个嘅劳苦。
And he is the one who will reward you and recognize you.
佢亦都系会。来到是去赏赐你那个劳苦。
And so whoever you are, whatever God has called you to do,
所以无论你是哪一个，神是叫你做什么。
Whether you are wife or husband,
无论你是一个妻子或者一个丈夫，
children or slaves,
或者你是生仔，或者是甚至乎一个奴仆，
you see, do the duty with the sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord,
你是要尽心的做，来都是用敬畏神的心来去做。
Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ,
我们要定睛的仰望主耶稣。
What Paul really stresses, it is Christ who matters,
因为保罗说，因为主耶稣基督才是最重要的。
So we do it for him.
我们是为主耶稣而去做。
We do it for his eyes.
因为我们是为着主耶稣的眼光来去做。
We do it for his pleasure and for his praise.
因为我们是为着主耶稣的荣耀来去做。
You see, ministry, we should see ministry as an entrustment to be enjoyed.
我们去侍奉的时候，是神给我们一个的托付，叫我们来到去享受的。
See, ministry is not an entrapment. It is an entrustment, not an entrapment.
侍奉是一个的托付，而不是一个的陷阱。
Yeah, in a sense like grin and bear it.
我们是要来到去接受这个的托付。
It is an entrustment, it is not an entrapment.
一个是托付，而不是一个的陷阱。
Yeah, 陷阱，或者是侍奉是一个是上帝给我们的委托，不是委屈。
是神给我们一个委托，而不是一个委曲。
对不对？
Is it right?
不是委屈，
不是委屈
、不是一个委屈。
It's not an entrapment.
是一个是吧？委托
是一个委托。
So when you see the ministry as an entrustment, it is to be enjoyed.
所以如果我们是对神给我们的侍奉是一个的委托的时候，我们需要去享受。
God is the one who calls us to service.
神是呼召我们来去服侍祂。
And he sees our labor.
是祂看见我们的劳苦。
You know, Michelangelo was found painting Sistine Chapel in Rome.
Michelangelo 是在罗马这个大教堂里面都是去油画。
He spent a great deal of time in some obscure corner of the chapel.
咁佢喺个大教堂油嘅屋顶嘅时候，佢系有啲系好三尖八角嘅角落头喺度油嘅。
It's very obscure corner。
系一啲好三尖八角嘅角落头。
And his helper asked, "Why did you spend so much time and attention on the part of the ceiling that nobody really pay attention?"
咁有啲人就话，嗰啲地方都冇人睇到嘅时候，点解你用咁多时间、咁多心机去油呢
？And I like his reply.
咁我好中意佢嘅答案。
He said nobody sees it, but God sees it.
佢虽然冇人睇到，但系神系睇到嘅。
God notices it.
神系知道嘅。
Oh, this is so simple, but an excellent answer, isn't it?
呢个好简单，但系一个好精彩嘅答案。
What an encouragement!
呢个系对我哋好大嘅鼓励。
Nobody sees us, but God sees us.
冇人可以睇到我哋，但系神系睇见嘅。
As long as we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我哋要喺主耶稣基督嘅名里边嚟到去做呢件嘅事情。
As long as our service brings praise to God.
当我们那个侍奉是能够将荣耀来到归给神，
Let us do it heartily as it were done unto him.
让我们是全心全意的做，好像是为神做一样。
God knows our efforts.
神是知道我们的努力。
You see, 30 years have gone by so quickly.
很快30年就过去了。
God sees our labor.
神是看见我们在祂面前的劳苦。
He sees our tears and also our fears.
他看见我们的恐惧和眼泪。
You see, he alone knows our inward struggle.
他知道我们心里面的挣扎。
But he will certainly reward us and honor us.
但他一定是会来到去赏赐，来到认定我们。
You see, this is the highest form of devotion.
这个是我们灵性里面是最高峰的一个境况。
That is to serve even without recognitions, without rewards.
就是当没有赏赐的时候，我们同样地来到去侍奉。
To persevere even without human recognitions.
当人是不赞赏的时候，我们同样地去忍耐。
And we do it heartily and thankfully as if it were done purely for his eyes only.
我们是很全心全意的做，因为我们是为主耶稣基督而去做。
You see, grace has seized us for the last 30 years.
这个恩典是来到是赐过给我们在过去30年的当中。
You see, and in future, grace continue to seize us.
在将来的几十年的当中，这个恩典是继续的来到是去赐过给我们。
You see, when we are seized by grace, we could not help but seizing back in faith.
当我们是被这个恩典来到吸住的时候，我们同样地是会来到是去用这个恩典来到是去侍奉神。
You see, having been seized by him, we see ourselves in Christ.
当我们被神吸引的时候，我们就看到我们在主耶稣基督的里面。
And we seek to be found in Christ.
咁我哋会系追求能够喺主耶稣基督嘅里边。
So that everything that we do, if proceed from faith in Him, is found pleasing to Him.
所以我哋每做一样嘢，都系喺一个信心嘅里边，以致到我哋所做每一件嘅事情，都系神所喜悦嘅。
So let His eyes, His praise, His recognitions be the motivations of our service.
让神嗰个嘅赞赏神嗰个嘅认同，成为我哋侍奉嗰个嘅原动力。
May I also say this? Let the motivation, that motivation becomes the motive of our service.
让呢个原动力系成为我哋侍奉嗰个嘅动机。
For His eyes only.
就系为着神嗰个嘅心意。
For His pleasure only.
为着神嗰个嘅喜悦。
For His glory only.
为着神嗰个嘅荣耀。
And the God who begins a good work in us will carry it unto completion until the day of Jesus Christ.
神喺我哋心里边开始嘅善工，佢必定嘅会系完成，直至到基督耶稣。
These three desire of my heart.
呢个三个我心中嘅渴望。
I ask the Lord to fulfill, to help, to fulfill the desire of my heart.
我嚟到求神嚟到去充满我心中呢个渴望。
And I trust that these three desire become yours as well.
我亦都系希望嚟到祈求呢三个嘅渴望都成为我每一个人嘅渴望。
In conclusion,
喺结束嘅时候
，What better way to conclude this celebration with a prayer of dedication or renewal?
我哋喺结束嘅时候，我哋系好希望能够用一个委身嘅一个祈祷嚟到系去结束我哋呢个三十年嘅庆祝。
You see, we as a church family together in one voice bring ourselves again back to God.
我哋整个教会好似喺属灵嘅一家人咁样嚟到翻去神嘅面前嚟到系去立志。
Is the PowerPoint on? Yeah, the prayer of dedication. Shall we stand together?
请大家一齐嘅起立。
Now, let me read English.Those of us who could read English, we read it together and follow by Chinese.
我哋用英文嚟到读先，然后我哋会用中文嚟到读。
As one family,
我哋系一家人嘅一齐嘅嚟到读。
One voice, bring ourselves to the altar once more.
我哋系一个嘅声音，同心嘅喺度神嘅宝座嘅面前。
Let's read it together, the English, and follow by Chinese.
我哋一齐嘅嚟到读，由英文读先。
Our dear Heavenly Father.We thank you for the past years of your faithfulness towards your church.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在过去的岁月以信实待你的教会。
O God, may the radiance of your mercy continue to shine in us and through their far from perfect heart and service.
神啊，让你慈爱的光辉继续光照我们。并穿透那些毫不完全的心灵和侍奉。
May your love for people shame the love we are tempted to put on material things.
愿你对世人的爱除去我们贪爱世界的引诱。
May your sense of mission fire our dedication again.
愿你使命之火重燃我们对你的委身。
O Lord Jesus.May your humility dissolve any hint of vanity.
主耶稣啊，愿你的谦卑溶解任何骄傲的表现。
May your selflessness rebuke any element of status seeking.
让你的无私责备任何追寻地位身份的动机。
May your courage condemn any weak conformity to the worldly standard.
愿你的勇气任何随从世俗标准的软弱。
O Lord, save us from spectator complex, save us from mere lip services.
主啊，恳求我们脱离旁观者的行列，请救我们不仅以嘴唇来侍奉。
Make us humbly enough to accept the lowly task.
塑造我们胸怀谦卑来接受谦微的差事。
Brave enough to accept the important task.
勇敢果断来接受重要的任务。
Steadfast enough not to resign when discouragement comes.
坚忍不屈面对沮丧而不退缩。
Holy Spirit, may you continue to refresh our souls and renew our mind daily.
圣灵啊，愿你每一天不断更新我们的心灵和我们的意念。
That we may perceive your word and your ways.
使我们可以领神与和你的道路。
And that we may receive your work and your will.
使我们可以领受你的作为和你的旨意。
Let your faithfulness and everlasting mercy abide in our family, ministry, and worship.
让你的信实和永恒的慈悲住在我们的家庭、事工和敬拜里。
Let your love that is shed abroad in our heart flow into others.
让你那浇灌在我们心中的爱，从我们的内心向别人涌流。
Let your strength rest upon us, the weak vessels.
让你的能力覆庇我们这软弱的器皿。
May we continue to abide in Christ, even as Christ abides in us.
愿我们继续住在基督里，如同基督住在我们里面。
May we as a church family experience daily the encouragement from being united in Christ, the consolation of the love of the Heavenly Father, and the sweetness of the Holy Spirit, who is God three in one, forever praised. Amen.
愿我们在教会的大家庭里，每天经历在基督里的勉励。天父怜悯的大爱和圣灵甜蜜的相交，三位一体的真神，直到我们称颂的阿门。Amen.
And all of God's people say,
Amen. 我们一起
讲阿门。Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。